Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Wednesday, October 5th, 2022, and information is provided up to date as of 5 a.m. Eastern Time. Futures markets are indicating a lower open, with S&P futures pointing down 0.7%. This follows higher trading in Asian markets and early lower trading in European markets. The US 10-year is up 6 basis points, yielding 3.68%. The dollar is up against the euro, pound, and yen. Oil is flat, gold is down, industrial metals mixed, with cryptocurrencies broadly up. Markets continue to digest the possibility of central bank pivots as growth concerns and financial stability risk take on a renewed focus. The catalyst was yesterday's smaller-than-forecast Reserve Bank of Australia hike, but the Reserve Bank of New Zealand today raised rates by 50 basis points, discussed a 75 basis point move, and gave no signal of a pivot. Still, thoughts are that the big rally in equity markets is mostly a function of oversold conditions, particularly considering Fed officials have given no indication of a looming pivot, with inflation and wage growth pressures more pronounced in the US. On the data front, Italian September services PMI came in below consensus and prior month, Spanish September services PMI also below consensus, French August industrial production above consensus and in positive territory, and September services PMI just slightly below consensus. We also had South Korean CPI slightly below consensus and prior month, with Eurozone September services PMI below consensus just slightly and also below 50. Finally, Singapore August retail sales came in below prior month. Due up on today's US economic calendar, we have weekly MBA mortgage applications, September ADP employment report, August trade balance, September services PMI, September ISM non-manufacturing index, and weekly DOE crude inventories. In corporate news, the New York Times reports that Amazon is freezing corporate hiring in the retail business for the remainder of 2022. The Times cites an internal announcement in which Amazon said it is freezing global hiring for all corporate roles, although the company's cloud computing division will not be affected by the freeze. The Financial Times reports that Uber says its driver shortage is finally over. The FT cites an interview with Uber head of mobility Andrew McDonald, who said that the company's 10 largest markets all saw month-on-month driver growth in August, with the improvement in driver supply the result of cash incentives, platform improvements, and inflationary pressures. We also have Lamb Weston Holdings due to report their results before market open this morning. Asian equities ended higher on Wednesday as Asia continued its recent surge, although with early signs of a stall in momentum late on. The Hang Seng surged partly on a mark-to-market basis, but with added strength from big tech names. Mainland bourses remain closed. More gains in Australia and Taiwan. South Korea ended higher as local CPI data hinted at a slowing economy and potential slowdown in rate hikes. Japan ended with gains, although down from its opening bid. Southeast Asia all higher, with India closed. As expected, the Reserve Bank of New Zealand hiked its official cash rate by 50 basis points to 3.50%. The policy statement leaned hawkish, however, with the committee having debated whether to hike the OCR by 50 or 75 basis points at this meeting. They settled on a 50 basis point increase, with members emphasising the degree of tightening to date and lags in policy transmission. European markets are trading lower this morning, with the Euro stocks, FTSE 100, French CAC, and German DAX all showing losses. Bank of England rate expectations have moderated amid the big rally in bond markets and the Conservative Party trying to reset fiscal policy. Markets took encouragement from government dropping of the plan to abolish the top rate of tax and speculation that the long-term fiscal plan could be released this month. Markets are currently pricing in a 100 basis point move at the 3 November meeting, having been as high as 150 basis points in the big sterling and gilt sell-off last month. And UK PM Truss is set to double down on her growth message when she addresses the Conservative Party to draw the fractious conference to a close. The London Times said she will use her keynote speech to unite her party against an anti-growth coalition of Labour, the unions, and vested interests holding Britain back. Thank you for joining us for Faxit's Morning Summary for Wednesday, October 5th, 2022. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with Faxit.